The Alliance for Retired Americans is a national organization in 33 states, assisting 4 million members working to advance social and economic justice by mobilizing retirees and their families. In New York State, we have 5 chapters, one in Long Island, others in New York City, Buffalo, Syracuse, and the Capital District. Our state president, Barry Kaufman, is located right here in Latham, New York. In this past year, 2 issues the ARA have lobbied, promoted, and won the battle on were $15 minimum wage and paid family leave. Yes, they are senior issues. We're continuing to work on safe staffing for nurses, another must for all in hospitals, but especially for seniors. One issue is now a focus of our group's educational efforts: universal health insurance coverage achieved through single-payer finance. While there are several ways of achieving universal coverage, only single-payer finance, where a single public agency pays for all necessary medical care, drastically reducing the administrative waste of our present system. Health services would be financed through progressive taxes, eliminating all other premiums, copays, and deductibles. The New York Assembly has passed such legislation, the New York Health Act, which would bring this insurance coverage to every New Yorker. The New York Health Act, S-4840, has been bogged down in the New York State Senate. The New York State Assembly version of the bill, A-4738, has passed several times. My Capital District chapter set the goal this year to show the second movie about single-payer called Now is the Time in every library in the Capital District that we can. Following the viewing, there will be a discussion with people who can share more information and time to answer viewer questions about this much-needed benefit. In Bernie Sanders' state, Vermont, single-payer did not pass in his legislature because the governor did not adequately inform the people of Vermont. We want to learn from that mistake. Our Capital District chapter of the New York State Alliance for Retired Americans can bring this movie and discussion to your library. You as a resident of your town and I and your librarian can meet to set a date to inform your community about this healthcare reform legislation opportunity that New Yorkers deserve. Everyone needs to learn the facts and erase the myths. So let's mention 2 of the many myths that are out there. First, single-payer health care is not socialism. The health care system will not be taken over by the state, but will remain as is with existing hospitals and providers caring for their patients just as they now do. The fundamental change is that the payer of all costs incurred will be one, the state of New York, and not the hundreds of private insurance companies that now perform that task. Next, and contrary to the contentions of conservative economists, the goal of single payer is not the transfer of wealth from rich insurance companies and their stockholders to the have-nots, but universal access to comprehensive health care for all New Yorkers. 16% of the cost, for which will be derived from savings, realized from reduced insurance administrative cost. That's $28.6 billion. Reduced physician and hospital administration cost, $20.7 billion. Then bulk purchasing of drugs and medical devices is $16.3 billion. And from reduced fraud, a savings of $5.4 billion. Wow, some savings. As a senior activist, I tried to balance time with my family, my interest, and a dedication to learning the facts. Then I act, call a legislator, go to a rally, write an editorial, or a commentary, to make this country a better place to live for our grandchildren. Spending time on issues greater than myself, I do wonder, after 70 years on this earth, what my legacy will be. As Oprah Winfrey recently said as the graduation speaker for the University of Southern California, your legacy is what you are willing to stand up for. Did you know the UN has adopted a resolution on universal health care? My hope is that New York State and hopefully the USA will join the ranks of the 58 other countries that now have a form of universal health care.